Welcome to Talks from the Bible. And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side while he sent the multitudes away. Matthew 14:22. The disciples had been constrained by Jesus to go to the other side in a ship. When they had departed, Jesus went to pray. As the disciples found themselves in the midst of the sea, the wind was contrary, and the ship was tossed. Jesus was seen walking on the sea, and in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. Matthew 14:25. The Lord appeared amidst the troubled waves. When we find ourselves on troubled paths, we seek to find the Lord. Perhaps the Lord was going to pass them by, but they cried out. Fear had taken them. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit," and they cried out for fear. Matthew 14:26. In trouble, it is not unusual for us to find ourselves afraid. It is in these times that we call out for Jesus. If Christ is to help us, we must call out for him. Jesus never imposes himself upon us. Peter wanted to step out of the boat and go to Christ. What amazing faith! Peter had no doubt that Christ would help him. A disciple on troubled waters was seeking the Lord's help. Jesus said to him, "Come." Matthew 14:29. The Lord's invitation was extended, and Peter did not hesitate. Do we hesitate to come to Jesus? What excuse keeps you from coming to Christ? His love and concern is sufficient reason for all of us to come to Christ as he extends his pierced hands, inviting us to come. Jesus calls us out of the trouble of sin and despair. Do we hear and do we come? Many souls have refused to accept the invitation of Jesus. He calls for us to come and know his calm. He calls for us to come and know his peace. Faith will take us to him. Yes, indeed, the storm of sin and danger is threatening. But Christ says, "Come, I will save you. I will heal you." Will faith cause us to leave the ship and embrace the Savior? Salvation is in Christ alone. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Acts 4:12. We must take his hand of grace. On the sea that night, Jesus said, "Come." Today, the sweet voice of Jesus can be heard across the troubled waves of life saying, "Come." Hear him and go to him. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by The Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.